Christ, the martyr's crown, come, let us adore him. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Precious in your eyes, Adonai, is the death of your faithful one. A martyr's victory we sing, and for ourselves such strength implore, as Christ in other bodying is put to death by sin once more. No greater love than this is found, for members and their head alike. His passion is repeated round, me Saul it is, yes me you strike. The sign of contradiction glares, the lifted one draws all who heed. Rejection festers, fury flares, the storm but spreads the church's seed. The glory crowning life is death, God's glory, Abba, Spirit, Son. So fill and overwhelm our breath, until all suffering is done. Amen. You search my heart, you visit me by night, you test me by fire, and you find in me no protect me, O God, I turn to you for help. I profess you are my love, my greatest good. I once put trust in false gods, the idols of the land. Now I make no offerings to them, nor do I invoke their names. Those who chase after them simply add grief to their grief. Adonai, you are my portion and cup, the shape of my future. You mark off the best place for me to enjoy my place on the earth. I bless God who teaches me, who even at night directs my heart. I am sure that God is right here beside me. I can never be shaken. And so my heart rejoices, my body thrills with life, my whole being rests securely. You will not abandon me to Sheol, nor send your faithful one down to death. You show me the road to life, boundless joy as your companion forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You search my heart, you visit me by night, you test me by fire, and you find in me no wrong.
A reading from a letter on the martyrdom of Saint Boniface. Let us stand fast in what is right and prepare our souls for trial. Let us wait upon God's strengthening aid and say, O God, you have been our refuge in all generations. Let us trust in the Holy One who has placed this burden upon us. What we ourselves cannot bear, let us bear with the help of Christ, for he is all-powerful and he tells us, My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let us continue the fight on the day of the Lord. The days of anguish and of tribulation have overtaken us. If God so wills, let us die for the holy laws of our ancestors, so that we may deserve to obtain an eternal inheritance with them. Thanks be to God.
The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. The law of our God is in their hearts, and their lips speak what is right. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. Christ brings everlasting life to those who place nothing above him. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Christ brings everlasting life to those who place nothing above him.
Your martyrs freely embraced death in bearing witness for the faith. Give us the true freedom of the spirit and courage to work for justice. Your martyrs professed their faith by shedding their blood. Give us a faith, O God, that is constant and pure. Your martyrs followed in your footsteps by carrying the cross. Help us to endure courageously the burdens and misfortunes of life. Your martyrs washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Strengthen our baptismal promises, and we shall be cleaner than snow.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We give you thanks and praise, O Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have brought us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As we celebrate this feast in the memory of the martyr Boniface, may we follow his example of teaching the gospel through the simplicity of our lives and through faithfulness in prayer. For yours is the glory and power of love now and forever. Amen. May the God of all wisdom bless us with understanding and knowledge, counsel and courage, reverence and loving kindness. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.